Okay, Kathy, I know this sounds like another one of those Exploring Next episodes where we pretend a benchmark is a personality test, but this Stripe thing feels pointed. The claim is basically that agents can build integrations, but validation is where they fall over.
Yeah, and that's the part I don't want to let slide. If the benchmark mostly says, look, the agent wrote some code and then got confused by its own test signal, that's not a new category win. That's a very expensive way to rediscover that execution is harder than autocomplete.
Right. But the interesting bit is that Stripe didn't frame it as code generation theater. They built 11 reproducible environments with real app code, databases, scripts, test API keys, browser checkout flows, the whole mess. That's closer to what teams actually ship than another little toy repo with a green checkmark.
Mm-hmm. The harness matters more than the score here. They're using Goose plus MCP, terminal access, browser automation, and doc retrieval, which is basically a decent approximation of how these systems get used in anger. But then you look at the results, and the story is still the same old one. Backend-only tasks are easier, and anything that needs cross-system validation or state tracking gets ugly fast.
And that's the product story, though. If I'm a team trying to get a Stripe integration out the door, I don't care whether the model can produce pretty code in isolation. I care whether it can tell me, after the fact, that the checkout flow actually worked, and whether it can recover when the browser loses focus or the state goes weird.
Sure, but the benchmark also shows how fragile the interpretation layer is. One failure mode they call out is an agent getting a valid HTTP 400 on bad input and deciding, somehow, that means success. That's not just, oops, the model is dumb. It's the system lacking a stable notion of what evidence counts as validation.
Exactly. That's the part that makes me sit up. The code is not the hard thing anymore in these setups. It's the loop around the code. The prompt, the tests, the browser state, the grading signal, all of that is the actual product surface, which is annoyingly on brand for us, I guess.
Annoyingly on brand is basically the mission statement of this show. But I do think Stripe earns some credit here because they're not pretending the benchmark is a final answer. They're explicitly saying future versions should handle ambiguous validation signals, browser state continuity, and end-to-end correctness better. That's a more honest framing than the usual agent reaches 62% on benchmark X nonsense.
Yeah, and the full stack checkout flows are the part I'd actually care about if I were deciding whether to trust this in a real workflow. Entering address and card details, producing a checkout session ID, then making sure the state survives tool interactions. That's where the gap shows up in a way a normal coding task never would.
Mm-hmm. But I'm still not letting the average score numbers do too much work. Claude Opus, 4.5 at 92% on one slice, and GPT 5.2 at 73% on another slice. Sounds impressive, but those are different task families, different scenario counts, and no single aggregate success rate. So the headline is more like, performance varies a lot, than we solved integration agents.
No, totally. And I think that's actually why the benchmark is useful. It's not proving agents are ready to replace anyone. It's showing where the failure is mechanical and where the failure is conceptual, and those are not the same thing. If a team is building payment or billing tooling, that distinction matters a lot.
Right, and I'd add idempotency, retries, and authorization scope errors to the list of things many agent avals still miss. Those are exactly the boring production failures that make a demo collapse in the wild. So if this benchmark nudges people away from judging agents on code output alone, that's a real contribution.
Okay, so we're basically landing on useful benchmark, not useful hype vehicle. Which, honestly, feels like the rare, respectable thing on the internet this week. Also, only Stripe could make validation sound like a cliffhanger.
They do have a talent for making the dullest part of the stack feel expensive. And, to be fair, they're right to be paranoid here. Payments are the kind of domain where a tiny misunderstanding turns into a very real mess, so a benchmark that punishes shallow success is probably the right instinct.
Yeah. And because they open sourced it, the thing can actually become a shared target instead of a one-off blog flex. That part I like more than the scorecards, because then other people can poke at the same edge cases instead of arguing from vibes.
Mm-hmm. I'm still skeptical about how far you can generalize from Stripe-specific integration work to software engineering as a whole, but I don't think the article overclaims too hard. It's a solid reminder that the next jump is less about prettier code and more about agents learning how to prove they're done.
Look at us. being annoyingly reasonable on episode 668. I think that's enough validation for one Wednesday.
Yeah, and I'm not giving you a benchmark score for that one.
Rude.